I like how the whole point of this show is to torture public figures. I'm going to give you this idea for free. Here's my pitch. Invite people on your show and just, like, punch them in the face and ask them a question. And every time they ask a question, just punch them again.
The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome to our top stories this hour. I had this conversation with my wife. I've just heard in Lisa Brooks' newscast. So, the gender options on the driver's license, M, F, or X. Now, there are a lot of people who have called me the first two letters together. But I do have to get a new driver's license this October. My existing one expires. Plus, I need to get the enhanced. I need to pay more because we're one of the few states that gives driver's licenses to illegals. And so I have to pay more to get an enhanced driver's license so that I can prove that I'm a citizen. So because TSA is not going to recognize our regular Washington state driver's licenses starting, I don't know if it's next year or the year after. But as a result, I have to get an enhanced anyway. But I'm thinking about the X. I'm thinking about going with an X on it. Because why not? Why not? It's the birth certificate one that's most ridiculous. That you can have been born a boy, grew up a boy, lived in a frat in college, lived as a man, had a wife and kids. And then when you're 55, you can decide, oh, yeah, the day I was born 55 years ago, I was a woman. And you can go back and change your gender on your birth certificate. That doesn't make any sense to me. But I'm still thinking about the driver's license thing. I'm thinking about being an X. I'm just going to say, I'm thinking that that will broaden the popularity of my radio show. So I'll keep you posted on that whole travail. And then just seconds ago, I'm checking out Twitter, and I saw a tweet from Michael Simeona, who works on MyNorthwest.com, and I found this shocking and disappointing. So there's a Taco Time at CenturyLink. Is that one of the new food offerings this
year? Yeah, brand new this year.
Taco Time.
Yes.
At CenturyLink Field.
Yes.
This is absolutely shocking what you are reporting here. What did you discover at the Taco Time at CenturyLink Field?
So I went to Taco Time, was trying to get my same order because, you know, as we know, we always have the same thing at Taco Time. So mm-hmm. I wanted a chicken soft taco with Mexi fries and a Coke. Mm-hmm. I went up there, didn't see any Mexi fries on the menu, and I thought, eh, that's kind of weird, but, you know, maybe it will come with my soft taco because that's what, I mean, what's Taco Time without Mexi fries?
Sure.
So I go up and order a chicken soft taco, and then I ask, so does it come with Mexi fries?
Right.
And the vendor said, unfortunately, we do not have Mexi fries here.
What?
That
no Mexi
is
fries.
Ridiculous.
The Mexi fries are the best part of Taco Time.
No, they get their own name. I mean, they're tater tots.
Right.
But they get their own name. That's their thing.
Yeah.
And they had everything else except for the Mexi fries. Like, they had the soup, they had burritos, they had tacos, they had the hot sauce, they even had the bags, like everything.
Did they have the Taco Time ice, which is also
I can't
the best
confirm
things.
That yet. Okay. I don't know.
I feel like there must be a reason, like, oh, it competes with the fries at Ivers, or they have a deal on...
I have a guess.
I don't know.
I have a guess.
Oh, what's your guess?
I bet they weren't allowed to call it Mexi fries. That's my guess. Have you... Have you heard, I mean, did you get a response?
I haven't heard anything like that, no.
So you tweeted to Taco Time?
Yeah, they said they're evaluating as the season goes along, and they're trying to do as much as they can to get Mexi fries in there.
Okay, I'm just speculating. I just heard about this literally 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
I'm just speculating. Can we get somebody from Taco Time on?
Oh, I'm going to try. That reminds me of the Office episode, and I was just trying to find that as well. Where he's like, can you think of something less offensive?
I will bet you guys... that when they were talking to King County about a concession deal at the football stadium, I bet they said, oh, we can't do Mexi fries. That's too politically incorrect.
Now, what if they brought them and just called them tater tots? Would that be the same?
But you can't. That'd be ridiculous because they're better than tater tots.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, totally.
They're fit. And I tell you what, if you get an extra cup or two of the hot sauce.
Oh, they gave us extra. So maybe it was to make up for it, but still.
But you dip the Mexi fries in the hot sauce?
Yes, scoop. You break them in half and then scoop
them. Yes, you eat the Mexi fry in two bites, and
absolutely.
Then you scoop up hot sauce with it. So this is breaking news. This isn't exclusive to my Northwest, but we do not have Mexi fries at the Taco Time at CenturyLink Field. And this is totally my speculation, not yours. But I bet the name was too politically incorrect for a county football stadium.
Well, I'm going back there for the next game on August 29th, and I will go straight to Section 116 to Taco Time. And if they don't have their Mexi fries, I'll come back and report.
Okay.
For sure.
And I'll try to get some answers between now and then because we had those people. Remember we had those people in the studio? They bought the donation to Foster Magic,
yes.
And they came in the studio, and they owned a bunch of Taco Times. But I bet they're not involved in the negotiations at the stadium.
I'll get to the top.
Okay. All right.
Anytime is Taco Time.
Okay. This is shocking. Thank you, Michael.
Anytime.
For this exclusive. Anytime for a Taco Time story. Okay. I'd be curious what you think. You know what? I know I'm right. I know I'm right about this.
Do you know which office? I'm trying to find that office cut real quick.
I don't.
Oh,
I'm sure.
So good. It fits the situation perfectly.
But without having heard, I'm just totally speculating, but I guarantee you they weren't allowed to call their delicious potato nuggets Mexi fries because somebody at the county,
we can't do that. That's racial appropriate. What's called cultural. That's cultural appropriation.
And by the way, I've been to Mexico a handful of times. You want to get Mexi fries? You can't get them in Mexico. They aren't really Mexi fries. It's just a name. But my guess is the reason they're not allowed is because of the name itself.
But it's Mexican food.
Oh, no. No, you can't call it that. That's politically incorrect. Okay, we're going to see if we can find out why the CenturyLink Taco Time doesn't have Mexi fries. But this is an outrage. This is because, you know, their burritos are good. I always get the, you know, Michael said, you always get the same thing. I'm always the soft beef burrito and Mexi fries.
Soft chicken, no lettuce or tomato.
I know. I like once every, once a month, roughly. I'm being the great show host that I am. I treat Nicole and me to Taco Time.
On diets.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Unless we're on 30-10.
Yeah, but when we're on diets, you just leave out the Mexi fries.
Right.
The other stuff.
Or split one, and then it's not as many calories.
Okay. No Mexi fries at CenturyLink Field. Okay. All right. Is it because that's considered racist, I wonder? Okay. We'll try to get some answers to that. Okay. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to put an X on my driver's license when I renew it in a couple of weeks here. I'll keep you posted on that. You can weigh in on all of these things if you go to the Online Trading Academy text line at 98973. That's 98973. But with all that as mere prelude, let's get to the big lead.
The big lead, top story.
So this morning, there's an LA Fitness Health Club in North Seattle. They have a swimming pool. And all of a sudden, about 6 a.m., or I'm sorry, 8 a.m., three people are in the pool just getting a little bit of exercise when all of a sudden they hear a loud crashing sound. And they see a car come crashing through the glass wall and into the pool and then sinking to the bottom of the pool. And I just saw that at King5.com. They talked to, this one's at Channel 4, Como, ComoNews.com. But they talked to a guy named Noah Schlenk, who described the car coming into the pool while he was swimming.
I was about to flip turn, and this thing came crashing in on the left side of me. I thought somebody had thrown a deck chair in, and I like look up, and there's just a car like just chilling in the pool next to me.
The car was just chilling. What else is the car supposed to do besides chill?
And so I was like, oh my God, like there was a guy in this lane. Where is he? I looked down the pool. He's on the other side of the pool, thank God. And so it's like, all right, next thing, like who's in the car? Like, is this person okay? And the guy, he didn't really look like in shock. He didn't really know what was going on. And so me and the other guy in the lane next to me, we kind of come over and we're like, hey, you got to open the window. You got to roll it down. You got to open the door. He didn't really know what was going on. So I opened the back door. I was like, back door's open. So the guy I was with was like, all right, once you open that door, you know, the water's going to come flooding in and we got to get him out quick. So we opened the door and we're like, hey, you got to get out. You got to get out. And he just kind of looked at us and didn't, like, he still just wasn't all quite understanding like where he was. And then so we... So the guy I was with actually came in and he reached over and grabbed him and pulled him out. And as he was pulling out, like we each grabbed an arm and kind of like yanked him out of the back seat. He kind of wanted his phone and we're like, no, we got to get you out. And then we can worry about the phone.
And apparently the person just, same old story. We had a fast food place last week where McDonald's in Puyallup, I think it was, where a 16-year-old spilled his pop and then accidentally hit the gas instead of the brake and crashed through the wall of that McDonald's. I like this guy that Channel 4 talked to. Noah Schlenk is the swimmer who had to help rescue that driver after telling him, no, do not grab your phone in the back seat.
He's okay. He didn't have any lacerations or anything like that. He wasn't like, nothing was broken. He was just like confused, didn't really know where he was. And so.
Yeah, it's confusing to drive into a swimming pool at 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay, that's good stuff there. Next up in the big lead.
The big lead. I told you so.
Well, we had a Dory Monson Show exclusive last week, and it was listeners who alerted us to this tip. There was a hospital bond on the ballot last week for Evergreen Health. And the bond apparently is failing. It was for $345 million, needed 60% of the votes to pass, and in the latest count, they had 58% yes votes. And if you were listening last weekend, a week ago, and then I talked to people on Monday, I had voters who had contacted me and said, what the heck? Have you seen this voters report card that this Evergreen Hospital bond bill is sending out? And it said, you've only voted in two of the last four primaries. You get a, and then big red letter, C grade. And then it had the first name and last initial of a bunch of neighbors and said, Sheila got a B, Dory got an F. I get an A, by the way. I vote all the time. Nicole got a D, Steve got an A. And so it was this vote shaming thing. And so I had a bunch of listeners who were contacting me, and they were saying, you know, if Evergreen Hospital is going to vote shame me, and people said, you know, if they're this cavalier with voting records, what about my medical records? And of course, voting records are public, medical records are private. So I got Evergreen Health's VP on. And she profusely apologized because they had been bombarded with people who said that they were furious at being vote shamed by the hospital. But I heard from a bunch of people who said, yeah, I was going to vote for this thing, but after they vote shamed me, I'm switching to a no vote. Did that make a difference? I'm guessing in a relatively small hospital district, and so, I mean, it's not tiny, but the difference between 60% to pass and 58%, which is where it is right now, that's not a huge number of voters. And when I talked, as I said, the woman from Evergreen apologized unequivocally, said the consultant they hired massively screwed up with that vote-shaming tactic. But that may have, that might be a case of where people who wanted $345 million in bonds for their hospital, that their campaign And I told her, I said, I think you need a different consultant next time because this consultant kind of screwed you guys over. And that may have been the difference between a yes vote and where it's sitting right now, failing with 58%. Next up in the big lead.
The big lead, big local.
And then you have Jay Inslee, who is still running for president. I mean, this is getting to be absolute insanity. Jay Inslee has zero, literally zero. I'm not talking about 0.2%. In that latest New Hampshire poll, Jay Inslee, not one Democrat out of 500 likely voters in New Hampshire said Jay Inslee is their choice for president. This is after two debates that he was in. And it's clear that Jay Inslee has absolutely no chance of being president. And yet, he stays in the race. It is costing the taxpayers of this state millions of dollars for his state patrol detail, about 14 people. Jay Inslee, the update is he has not qualified for the third Democratic debate. He would have to get 20,000 more donors. But more importantly, he's got to get something in the polls. And he is at 0.0%. Look, the handwriting's on the wall, Mr. Governor. So now the question becomes, and this is where things get interesting politically in our state. Does Jay Inslee just finish out this term, and then is he done after two terms as governor? And he'll dedicate the rest of his life to climate change, and maybe he can become a billionaire by, like Al Gore, by scamming people with this whole climate change nonsense that even he doesn't believe in. And I've conclusively demonstrated and given proof that Jay Inslee himself does not believe any of the climate change nonsense that he spews. But does he come back? Because after being, you know, when you're surrounded by your own staff and they're telling you every second that you're going to be the next president of the United States and you are so great, there's even a greater level of suck-upishness than there is when you're governor. So can he slum as governor? And if he gets out, then who? Bob Ferguson, the most dangerous politician I've ever seen in my 24 years on the air. Dow Constantine, who is about as egocentric and also an incredibly ethically challenged person who uses the taxpayers to pay for his personal Uber sheriff's detail so he can go out drinking at night. It's going to get really rocky in the months and couple years ahead politically around here. That's all I can tell you. But Jay Inslee, he's done. I've been telling you that from the day he got in the race, that he was done. But how he is staying in and wasting taxpayer money, how he can justify that on any kind of political or moral basis is beyond me. And that is your big lead this hour.
The big lead on Cairo Radio.
Yeah, we're going to check the news for you, and then we'll count down our favorite sound bites of the day. Awesome audio coming up. And I'm looking at the comments on the My Northwest story about the fact there are no Mexi fries at the taco time at CenturyLink Vail. One person said, Mexi fries are French fries of color and should be called Latino fries. To which somebody responded, correction, Latinx fries. Their gender is fluid. So we'll try to get to the bottom of this. We will.
I put a call in.
Okay, we're on it.
But first, you got to play that office clip. It's so perfect.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, Nicole said that this Mexi Fry thing at the CenturyLink Field, that it was reminiscent of a clip from The Office.
Let me ask you, is there a term besides Mexican that you prefer? Something less offensive?
Mexican isn't offensive.
Well, it has certain connotations.
Like what?
Like, I don't... Well, I don't know.
But what connotations, Michael?
No.
Must have meant something.
No. Now, remember.
I'm just curious.
Honesty.
Yeah.
Empathy. Respect.
The Office would never survive today. I'm so glad it was on when it was on. They got away with a lot.
You don't think so?
Ugh, no. People are too sensitive. And this is just like in the last 10 years that we got so stinking sensitive.
Same with a lot of episodes of Seinfeld. When Kramer got the cigar store Indian, there's no way they could have done that episode today. So, yeah, you're probably right. All right, with all that as mere prelude, let's get to our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's awesome audio clips of the day.
So at number three, Serena Williams is the greatest female tennis player of all time. And she was in a match this weekend, just yesterday, called the Rogers Cup. And she had to retire in the middle of the match because of back spasms. And she was sobbing. And that's when her 19-year-old opponent came up to console her.
Number three.
The first, when Serena came out of the match, just distraught.
Uh-oh. Serena in tears. I didn't see what happened, if she was favoring anything. Bianca's going over. Wow. The match is over.
And that's when Serena's 19-year-old opponent, Bianca Andreescu, came up to her and did not like seeing Serena crying, and she gave her hero a pep talk. It's kind of hard to hear. She said, I've watched you your whole career. You're a bleeping beast. And Serena goes from sobbing to laughing and appreciating so much what this girl's saying to her.
I've been through so many already, and I mean, you know how they are. This sucks. On your back, right? I know everything about you.
So she cheered Serena up.
She starts to list her injuries because she already knew Serena's injuries before she did, because she's been watching her for so long.
Yeah, she's her hero. Okay. At number two, many years ago, Peter King was our NFL insider on our Seahawks pregame show. And he's a really good guy, does all the NBC Sunday night stuff now. And Peter King, he was calling into the Dan Patrick radio show. And while live on his phone, on the air, Peter King got pulled over by a cop.
Number two.
Maybe the best Cowboy team we've seen in a while. Would you?
I think it is, too.
Echo that? Okay.
Hey, Dan, guess what?
What?
This is hilarious. I got stopped for talking on a cell phone.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm talking to you. So now I have to hang up. The cops come to the car. Sorry about that.
Do you want me to talk to the police officer?
He just hung up.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so then after he got the ticket, and by the way, you're not supposed to use the Bluetooth. You're not supposed to talk on a phone. So then he called back into the show after he got the ticket.
The aforementioned Peter King joining us again. He had a little run-in with the law. He was on his phone. And Peter, we have a bet whether you got a ticket or not.
Of course I got a ticket. I mean, I said to the cop, I'm on with Dan Patrick.
Uh-oh.
And he said, here's your ticket. Yeah. That was fun.
There you go.
You know, we always tell people to get off their Bluetooth when we have an interview. So I understand it doesn't sound as good when
but
you're
on we tell
on
them to pull over.
Or pull over.
Yes.
If they do.
At number one, one of my daughters sent this one to me over the weekend. Imagine walking out of your house and seeing your car crushed by a tree. In Huntington, West Virginia, where Marshall University is, that's what happened to a student this weekend. City employees came up to do some landscaping. They saw a car parked by the tree they were going to cut, so they just cut the tree down anyway and crushed the car in the process. And this guy, Billy Tatum, he witnessed the entire thing.
Number one.
Sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. It was... I hate to say it, it was kind of cool, you know? I mean, what guy, what, you know, doesn't like, you know, destruction. Yeah, you know, that's why we go to demolition derbies. But hey, you know, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car and she can't get to school now.
Those are favorite sound bites of the day.
Those are Dory Monson's awesome audio clips of the day on 97.3 Cairo FM.
Oh, man, what a start to the week. We're off to a very strong start. But we still have much more to do. Today's sign, The End Is Near, comes next. Down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. All right, before we head out into this Monday afternoon, we do have to finish strong with today's edition of
That The End Is Near.
Oh, today's sign, the world is soon coming to an end. Finally, some athletes are using their platform for political activism. I was hoping that would happen someday. At the Trans Am Games, or the Pan Am Games, this weekend, shows you how significant the event is. At the Pan Am Games this weekend, an American athlete, yeah, I'm doing air quotes around athlete, an American athlete decided to kneel for the national anthem. American fencer. Fencer? It's not an athlete. It's some guy who waves a stick around. Yes, I will come at you with my epee. Is it called an epee? Sword. I'll just call it a sword. Race Imboden. He knelt for the national anthem at the medal ceremony of the Pan Am Games. He said that he was doing it because of racism, gun control, mistreatment of immigrants, and President Donald Trump. How woke! He is really something. I bet the ladies love that. I mean, let's face it, fencers are already just the cream of the sporting world crop. But a fencer who is that socially aware and active, ooh la la. So he says he probably will never stand for the anthem again. Good for you, Race Imboden. Way to elevate fencing into the social fabric of conversation. Speaking of which, we told you earlier about Miley Cyrus, who her marriage just ended. Our show, apparently, the reason why. But her marriage ended, and she, over the weekend, she said that it's tough being in a heterosexual because she's a queer, her word, not mine. And then she was seen kissing some girl over the weekend. Well, Taylor Swift, she's getting the same street cred as Miley, apparently. Because in the new issue of Vogue magazine, Taylor Swift brutally slams white cisgender males. I never did anything to her. And look, it's not my fault that I was born the same gender that I am. It's not my fault that I'm a man. It's not my fault that I'm whatever percentage white that I am. Taylor Swift hates me because of things that are not beyond, or that are beyond my control. Tay Tay, I didn't do anything to you. But she said that she's getting louder about LGBTQ rights now, because rights are basically being stripped from everyone who isn't a straight, white, cisgender male. So now who am I going to listen to when I'm laying at home alone on Friday and Saturday nights without a date? Okay, and then finally, in today's sign, the president of Brazil has come up with a fantastic plan for saving the planet himself. And that is, he wants everybody to poop every other day as a way to save the environment. He's come under fire because Brazil has surged in deforestation of the Amazon since he came to power. But while he is burning down the rainforest, he's saying if you just choose to poop every other day, he said, it's enough to eat a little less. It's enough to poop every other day. That will be better for the whole world, said Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. But what would we do on that horrible in-between day?
Hope you didn't make me cry.
I don't know about you. I don't want to hold on every other day. That sounds miserable. I would wake up on my non-poop days just dreading the day ahead, dreading the discomfort. When I gotta go, I gotta go. And I ain't letting no chucklehead Brazilian president tell me otherwise. Tell you what, I have a better idea. Let me and everyone else go every day, and you stop burning down the Amazonian rainforest. How about you sacrifice the deforestation instead of me having to sacrifice the deforestation of my bowels? Because I don't want to hold on. I can't hold on. Sounds awful. Okay, all of that is today's sign, the end is near. And that's going to do it for this Monday afternoon. I got to get out of here. I've said everything I have to say for today. But I'll think up a bunch of new stuff for Tuesday's show. And we will reconvene then. Candy, Mike, and Todd are coming up next. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. High noon.
And,
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.